Electric vehicles lack roaring engines. What should they sound like instead? From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, demystifying the digital economy. I'm Jed Kim, in for Molly Wood. One of the strangest things to get used to about electric vehicles is how eerily quiet they are. It makes you realize how much we associate engine noise with driving. That lack of sound can be problematic, even deadly. Think about the visually impaired, or anyone blindly oblivious to vehicles because we're staring at our smartphones. In the European Union, new models of electric vehicles will now have to make some kind of noise out of these safety concerns. Some car makers have already been doing that, and they're taking it as an opportunity to craft signature sounds. Chris Valence is a reporter for the BBC. He reported on the things designers need to think about when making that new car sound.
So I suppose the number one consideration is that this tells you something is coming, that there is a car on its way. But then within that, of course, you know, like everything in a car manufacture, from, the cup holders to the keys, it's a kind of chance to say something about the brand. So, you know, a few manufacturers have been doing this for a while ahead of rules that are going to require all new electric models in Europe to have one of these, what they call acoustic vehicle alert systems. I went and visited Jaguar, which is a car manufacturer with long roots in the UK, because they'd already put one of these systems in their new electric SUV, the Jaguar I-Pace.
And we actually have the sound of the I-Pace. You collected it.
You know, that sound has gone through a pretty lengthy development process before it hit the roads. I mean, interestingly, the sound sort of design process starts really before the visuals of the car are finalized, said Jaguar. So they start with kind of like mood boards, and then they sort of try out the sounds. Now, I think one of the initial sounds they came up with was a sort of flying saucer sound, and that was sort of problematic because they said that people wouldn't look at the road. They'd be sort of looking at the sky because, you know, what does a flying saucer sound say? So then they try other sounds. Some were, they felt were a little bit too futuristic, like this synthetic engine sound. And there are other sounds that are sort of layers that they then build up the finished sound from. So I rather like this one, which I thought was a bit like the deck of the Star Destroyer. But they wanted something a bit more. They thought it was a bit more positive. So let's sort of say it's the engine of the Millennium Falcon.
We're talking about changing the very sound of a busy street. Why not just try to replicate the sound of a moving car that, you know, we recognize?
Well, I think for the brands, it's a sort of an opportunity to really make a statement about their vehicle. They are kind of designing, in a way, the future sound of the streets. And that was certainly a concern for the designers at Jaguar. I mean, they played me a mock-up they had made of what a whole street full of their new, of their I-Pace cars would sound like. And we can hear a little bit of that. And the real concern there, actually, was that, you know, the internal combustion sounds, they blend quite well. I mean, you can argue about that, but, you know, we're used to the noise of lots of internal combustion engines. And they were very concerned that the sounds of their cars should blend as well. And they played me what it would sound like if you got it completely wrong. And it's pretty annoying. Yeah, it's dentist drill, isn't it? I mean, that's the...
Well, like, are there any rules or regulations kind of limiting the sounds that cars will be able to make?
Yeah, there are. There are lots of rules and regulations. They talk about, you know, the restrictions on frequencies. They specifically sort of rule out some kind of sounds, like as memory serves. I think that, you know, they mentioned, you know, random sounds like waterfall sounds. You know, it can't just be anything. I mean, you're not going to get the hamster dance as a sound from cars anytime soon.
Chris Valence reports for the BBC. He says it's easy to fret about all these annoying sounds filling streetscapes, but the designers and car makers say the future of our roads, with more EVs and their fake sounds, will not only be safer, but actually quieter than today. And now for some related links. If you really value peace and quiet, you may be glad to learn that BMW is finishing up a program to install 100 EV charging stations at or near national parks. It helps address the problem of EV charging being too concentrated in certain areas but absent from remote places. Need proof that car makers are really investing in sound? BMW is partnering with Hans Zimmer, you know, that film composer behind movies like Inception. Anyway, he's composing the sounds for BMW Iconic Sounds Electric, the company's sound brand. TechCrunch has more on the partnership, and there's a video featuring the sound he designed for one of their concept cars. The video is appropriately weird. And Korean automaker Hyundai is the first to release a mass-market electric vehicle in India. Bloomberg says the Kona SUV will start retailing for 2.5 million rupees there. That's about $36,000. Up to this point, India has been the last major market without a real all-electric vehicle for everyday consumers. The government there is making a push to reduce the pollution that plagues the country. I'm Jed Kim, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.